This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Tag Along, a web show where we talk about faith and society. I'm your host, Bilal Khan, and I have here with us Saad Taslim. Welcome back to Houston.
Jazakallah khair, good to be here.
So basically, Saad is here doing some developing some added promotional material for his class, Trends, which talks about culture, identity, self-esteem, body image, the general principles that go into fiqh in terms of how do we go about discussing and understanding fiqh, as well as specific issues, right?
More so the fiqh of clothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and how much of the class would you say is about clothing?
So, I would say about 50% is about clothing.
Are you being generous?
But in terms of specific fiqh issues, yeah, I would say it's less than 25%.
Okay.
So, cool. I included the other 25% because in the general principles, we mentioned clothing.
Yeah. So, one of the things is being somebody who not only is helping produce some of the advertising and marketing material, I also get to see a lot of the comments that come. Now, when it comes to sharing comments and getting people's feedbacks, it's usually a hit or a miss. So now this is one comment that you did get to see.
Yeah.
And I found it interesting and I wanted us to discuss it. So I'm just going to go right ahead into it. Let's talk about this comment.
I can't wait.
Okay. So this comment is on YouTube for the video, What is Islamic Fashion? And it is by Khalid bin Walid.
The Khalid bin Walid?
Well, let's see.
I mean, it's about 1,400 years late, but
you know, maybe somebody invented a time machine, went back in time, he learned English, and came back.
Or maybe it's Khalid and his dad's name is Walid.
Oh, that's possible too. Like Sheikh Walid-san? Like his name is Khalid and there you his go. Dad's name is
Walid. It him? Did he leave this comment? Actually, you gotta ask Sheikh Walid.
It'd be pretty funny if he did. So the comment goes as such. It says, the interesting thing about your style, Saad, is no one would be able to identify you as a Muslim at a glance. You could easily be some trendy skater kid or whatever. I mean, you are kind of a trendy skater
kid. Okay, hold on. That's my first issue with this comment.
Okay. You don't like trendy skater kid?
No, like that's not my style. Like I don't dress like a skate. Like there's aspects of me
you got flat shoes. That's skater kid.
Yeah, but there's aspects of the way I dress that is, I guess, has some skater-ish stuff, but to just classify me as a skater kid, like I don't know.
Okay. Or whatever. What's in your heart will manifest in your limbs, words, and outward appearance. Men should be proud to show they are Muslim, not be obsessed with fitting in.
Yep.
Why don't you teach us something worthwhile to the youth? You really are wasting everyone's time with this rubbish. So obviously, just by that word, we know that the person ain't American. Rubbish.
I mean, you know, seems that way.
All men need to know is cover the awrah, look presentable and not imitate the kuffar. Oh, yes. And grow their beard more than a fistful length. Like,
you're out, bro.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm out of here.
I'm pretty sure I'm out too.
So all men. Okay. And, oh yes. Grow their beard a fistful length. We aren't trying to be models on the catwalk. It's sad to see a graduate from Medina wasting his time when he could be teaching far more useful things and actually benefiting people.
All right. This is like, now, there's so many layers to that comment. Like we could do like a sharh, you know, like an explanation. And you break down like a hadith, for example, word for word and like sentence by sentence. We could literally just do that with this comment.
So, I mean, I found this comment to be entertaining, but then, it turns out that you actually love this comment.
It's one of my favorite
comments.
You're
like, it's a beautiful comment.
This is great. This is a great comment.
Okay. So give me your thoughts on this. Okay, what's happening here?
So I'll tell you why it's a great comment.
Okay.
Because this comment, it almost like fully encompasses the need for this seminar.
Okay.
Because there's like misconception after misconception, misunderstanding after misunderstanding. And it's like we address all of these topics. We address all of these issues in the seminar. And so like – and that's why, you know, this is something that should be read in the seminar. Like this comment should be read in the seminar. It's like, this is the stuff that we're going to be talking about.
Okay.
Right. And like I said, you can literally like sentence by sentence, break it down and, you know, and get benefit out of it. Ironically.
So the idea of being identified as a Muslim, what is a Muslim
identity?
Yeah,
so there you go. So
the interesting thing about your style, Saad, is no one would be able to identify you as a Muslim.
Like what would you have to wear to be identified as a Muslim.
You need to have a shirt that says Islam.
Does that mean necessarily that you're Muslim?
Possibly. I mean, maybe. Or you could dress up like a Jedi.
A Jedi Knight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it depends. Do you want to be Sith or...
You're revealing your nerd card right here.
Or you can dress up like the Elven Kings of Rivendell.
That's it. Now you lost me. You went too far.
What? The Lord of the Rings?
That's too far in a geekdom right there. Oh, come on
now. Or you can dress up like the professors of Hogwarts.
And that's like...
Witchcraft, two steps too
far. Like, there's Lord of the Rings, and you went far. You've crossed the boundary, and then...
Come on, all of you are in tune with exactly what I'm saying.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, no, I said Hogwarts.
Isn't that Harry Potter?
Well, he happened to go there.
Yeah, same universe or whatever.
Okay. Or you can get a tattoo of Allah on your chest.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah.
Make sure you edit this out. We're so off topic.
No, but you talk about Islamic dress, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, yeah, so my question would be... and just to get this person and whoever else may feel this way, get them to think is, well, what would you have to wear to, you know, look Muslim?
Okay.
And what do you, how do you think somebody like that, I mean, we don't know this person, but we kind of get an idea.
It's Khalid Mulid.
Khalid Mulid, yeah. What do you think, if I were to ask him, right, that, okay, so what would I have to wear?
Right.
In order to be identified as a Muslim. Maybe though, like depending, right? So now my follow-up question would be, who is to say that that is the definite Muslim dress?
Because the Prophet ﷺ wore shalwar kameez.
Oh, right. I forgot. The Prophet wore shalwar kameez. And, you know, sometimes you wear a thobe, and that's completely false.
Okay.
Right? He definitely didn't wear a thobe.
Okay.
Right? His normal clothing was actually, you know, what people wear for Hajj and Umrah, the ihram.
Ihram, yeah.
Two sheets of cloth, like one at the bottom, one at the top. Yeah. I mean, look, the bottom part, your body's covered.
It's kind of like a skirt.
I'm not going that far. But, and then you have a sheet on top, right? Okay. And then other times, you know, the Prophet would wear an izar, mm-hmm. you know, the bottom sheet, and then he would have a shirt on top.
Okay.
Actually, what our Bengali brothers and sisters, what they wear,
that would probably be,
you know,
closer,
that would probably be, you know, closer to the sunnah of the Prophet.
Literal sunnah.
This is one of the things we talk about in the class. When the Prophet did something,
mm-hmm.
how do you know if it's just something he did?
Okay.
Or if it's something that is part of legislation? It's something that we should do. So the typical questions that we discuss is, okay, covering the head for men.
Okay.
Right? We don't have a narration where he uncovered his head in public. Like, he
there is a practical purpose for covering your head, right? Like, this is something I didn't realize until I came to Houston. If you're outside for a little while, it gets hot, man.
Yeah, okay.
You need a hat.
Exactly. So
I mean, I may not be comfortable wearing a, you know, 10-gallon cowboy hat or a sombrero, but like a fedora will do.
I have my own thoughts on fedoras, but I'm not going to get in. I'm not going to go there. I'm not trying to offend anybody who wears fedoras. Excuse me.
He's talking about me.
No, I'm just, you know, anybody who wears fedoras. I'm
got
not,
a whole
I'm not, I'm not trying to, those are fedoras. Wow. I didn't even notice those. He has a thing of fedoras.
I have an entire coat rack of fedoras hanging out right over there.
Look, man, if you, as I always say, if you like it, makes you feel good, if you're comfortable in it, alhamdulillah, rock it and be proud of it, you know.
I think I'm going to grab one right now.
And then please don't do that. Please don't do that. Yeah, so, you know, when the Prophet did something, is it considered something
which like, we have? Wait, you actually have fedoras?
I thought you were joking. And then I actually saw the fedoras. So did the Prophet do something because it was just normal habit, or is it something which is encouraged in the Sharia, right? So we talk about it, like, how do you distinguish between the two?
Okay.
Because there's things the Prophet did that were simply his personal preferences.
Well, if you're a individual who follows the madhab of Ibn Hazm and al-Dahri school of thought,
mm-hmm.
you would say that's all legislation, wouldn't you?
No.
No?
No.
Because they're literalists.
No, even, okay, you know, let's give respect where respect is due.
Okay.
Even the Zahiri scholars didn't say that just because the Prophet did something, it became sunnah in the sense that, look, and that's the other thing. What do you mean by sunnah?
Okay.
So when we mentioned this in the class, hold on. Sunnah, uh-huh. as in actions and things attributed to the Prophet,
uh-huh.
there's no reward attached to it necessarily, you know?
Okay.
And then there's sunnah as in, the scholars of fiqh, when they say something is sunnah, they mean
it's classification of law.
Exactly. It means it's mustahab. It means something which is that you're rewarded for if you do it.
Okay.
And if you don't do it, obviously you're not sinful.
Yeah.
But if you do it, you're rewarded for it. So when we look at things the Prophet did, this, even the Zahiri scholars distinguish between something which is just his habits, his personal preferences, whatever, as compared to something that you are actually rewarded for.
So you're saying that simply asking, what would Muhammad do, WWMD, would not be the appropriate approach to life?
It would be, because if you're talking about what he did in terms of his behavior, yes, absolutely everything the Prophet did is awesome and amazing.
Okay.
We're not talking about that.
What are we talking
about? We're talking about in terms of
how he dressed.
How he dressed, certain preferences.
Okay, so looking Muslim is one thing.
Right? Yeah.
The other is
wait, listen, we're not done with that, right? Oh. So if it's not thobe, if it's not sharwal qamis, then what is it?
Okay.
Right? And that's why Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he addressed this issue a long time ago. Mm. He said the sunnah of the Prophet, meaning the way of the Prophet, is to wear what Allah provided for him.
Okay.
See, he wore the clothes that everybody else was wearing.
Yeah.
Right? So Imam Ibn Qayyim says that is sunnah.
Okay.
To wear the clothes of the people that you're living amongst.
Okay.
So that is, you know, that would, and that.
One brain teaser that comes up is like, all right, so the kuffar of Mecca probably also dressed like the Prophet ﷺ.
They, not probably, they did.
Okay, so the question is, are they dressing Islamic or is the Prophet ﷺ dressing like a non-Islamic?
Yeah, and we can't say either because they're both incorrect.
Okay.
Because Islamic dress is not specific pieces of clothing.
Okay.
Right? It's Islamic dress, you know, we mentioned this in the seminar, but Islamic dress is that dress which fulfills the Islamic requirements. Okay. As simple as that. So this t-shirt, for example, if it fulfills the requirements, we'd say it's an Islamic dress.
Okay.
It's as simple as that.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay. So then it's a, what is Islamic dress that addresses that question? But then we're also looking at what's in your heart will manifest in your limbs.
Meaning, and I don't like judging people.
I don't believe that. People could be really bad inside, but what manifests in their limbs.
No. Look, there's truth to that statement, okay. but it's more to it than that, right?
Okay.
But I think the point that the brother or sister, could be sister, we don't know. Could be an alias.
Khalid bin Walid?
No, sometimes, could be an alias. I don't know.
Okay.
Right? Anyway, side point. But yeah, so I think the point that the brother or sister is trying to make is that if you were Muslim on the inside, you'd be Muslim on the outside.
Okay.
Like you would look Muslim. But that goes once again back to, and what this person is lacking really is knowledge and understanding of the issue. And that's why it's like one misconception leads to another, which leads to another, which leads to another. So based off of the premise that, you know, Muslims wear these specific types of clothes, right? Therefore, if you're not wearing those specific types of clothes,
then you're
that
not
means
being Muslim.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right? On the inside,
so
you're not
Muslim.
So it's
almost like ultimatum-like.
Of course.
Okay.
And that's these issues, it's a slippery slope. And, you know, ignorance is a slippery slope. We cannot say, if the person did something, we can never say it's bad.
But we can't also at the same time go to the other side of the spectrum and say, hey, that's Islam.
Just be very clear here, because sometimes people misunderstand. We can't necessarily say
that
is Islam. The question is, how do you distinguish between the two?
Okay.
Like, is it just something the person did, or is it something that was part of the legislation? And that's what we discussed in the seminar. So take the seminar so you can get a good understanding of that issue, inshallah.
Okay.